the fourth chapter of the Philippians, Paul is coming to grips with the circumstance of his life. Verse 12 and 13, 19 of the Philippians chapter 4, it says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. My God will meet all your need according to His gracious richness in Christ Jesus. Faith can be a source of strength to those who encounter ups and downs of life. I'm not so sure about your life. I do have ups and downs in my life in the ministry. For those people who are going ups and downs with me, or like me, and you know what I'm going to be talking about in here. And this message is for those people who are going through ups and downs like me, like ordinary person like me. In this commentary of Philippians, Fred Craddock is a wonderful interpreter of the scripture, comments on the whether or not nature of the gospel. This is a kind of a thought, whether or not of the gospel. Whether Paul is present with them, the them means the people in the Philippi, or away from them. Whether he is alive or dead. Whether he is hungry or filled. Whether he is experiencing a lackness of his life or abundance. Whether he is imprisoned or free to do the work of the apostles. The key lesson for us in this morning through this passage is that Paul is not defined by the circumstances of his life. This passage reminds me of the old ancient Chinese stories. Chinese stories about the man with the horse. One day the horse ran away from this man. The man's friend said, "Oh my Lord, I'm so sorry that you lost your horse. He ran away from you." The man said, "Bad news, good news, who knows?" A few days later, and the horse came back with the herd of the wild horses. The man's friend said, "Wow, wonderful, your horse doubled up himself to bring you more herds and more horses." And the man said, "Good news, bad news, who knows?" The next day, one of the wild horses threw the man's son and broke both legs of the son. "How awful," said the friend. "Bad news, good news, who knows?" the man said. Later, all of the village's young men were dressed to fight for the country. But the son with the broken legs were excused. The father said, "Good news, bad news, who knows?" I heard echoes of Paul in this story. He refused to be defined by the circumstances of his life. In fact, he has a kind of differences, holy differences as he writes to the Philippians. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well-fed, and of being, or of going hungry, of having plenty, and of being in need, verse 12 of chapter 4 of the Philippians. Paul knows who he is, and he refused to be defined or overcome by the externals. Fred Cartwright comments it like this: Paul is able to live in abundance, but it is not necessary that he have it all. He is able to live in hunger and want, but it is not necessary that he be poor. He is defined neither by wealth nor poverty, but by the contentment that transcends both, and by a power in Christ Jesus, which enables him to live in any circumstance. I am very convinced in this morning that this is a message for us to ponder, related to the extravagant generosity, which is the outcome of our contentment. Too often we are defined overcome, overwhelmed, demoralized, impressed, and shaped by the external circumstances. Equally important, perhaps more important, is what is going on within us. What happens around us is not as important as what happens within us. Paul is imprisoned as he writes the letters to Philippians. And yet he refused to be the victim. And he refused to define by himself as a victim. Instead, he sees himself as the person who is empowered by God in any circumstance. It is easy to allow the world to define us, to set an agenda for us. How do we get beyond this? According to the Paul, we are to work on our own spiritual life. We need spiritual life is essential if we are going to mature in a faithful way of living. Working on our own spiritual life. I am working on my own spiritual life in order to be a more effective pastor in this congregation. I am not able to work on you. You are the one who needed to work on your spiritual life. In the church as a whole congregation and faith community, we are trying to provide a safe environment with the right and correct Christian principle on your is willing to be changed by the Holy Spirit. It reminds me of the one story about rabbi. When the person become a rabbi, he feels that he can save the whole world. He was so excited about it. I can save the whole world. I'm going to work on it in ministry. He lived longer to save my family. When he became an old man, in many years, he realized, maybe I can work on saving myself. And then he realized, if he tried, we want our teachers are the great example. Our servant leaders in music ministry, they are the one of the great example. I can name many, many names in this congregation. He was, this generous things comes from within himself. It begins within him and contentment. If we are not secure enough who we are, there is no effective health ministry will be coming out of it. Contentment is the beginning. We must not allow the words to define us. Do not be conformed to the world, Paul writes in Romans chapter 12. But the transformed by the renewing of your minds, not defined by the externals, by our houses, toys, or degrees and perks, jobs, or achievements. Someone told me this. We buy things what we do not need, with the money what we do not have, for the person we do not know, but we try to impress. Our self-worth is rooted in the grace of God. And once we know this, we can live less anxiously and a more contented life. Paul reminds us, according to the Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7, do not worry about anything. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with the thanksgiving, let your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Extravagant generosity starts from our contentment. It is not about the money. It is not about any dollars or possession we have. It is about our hearts. It is not about the support of this church. But it is about doing kingdom building work of Jesus Christ. Money definitely is a factor. But extravagant generosity involves much more than money. It is a generously giving of our own selves. years ago, when I was struggling with my some personal issues in my life, a man gave me a little book called Try Giving Yourself Away by Dave Don. Try Giving Yourself Away. This book is not about the Christian value or Christian life, but definitely the title and the content and the spirit of this book is written are compatible to Christian teaching. The author says in 100 ways that you can give yourself away without ever giving a single dollar. Extravagant generosity is about giving of yourself. As you give yourself away, you will become the person you always wanted to be. Try it, and you will know what I'm talking about. I'm still working on this. We are asked to give not out of abundance, but out of our hearts that have been filled with the love of Jesus Christ. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he is expressing thanksgiving. Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, words that echoes our scriptures for today. And Paul writes again, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Are we wondering about the will of God in our lives, the journey we are starting? He said, rejoice. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God. A last word for this message, I would like to give thanks to God for this congregation. I wanted to thank you for your support of this church in so many different ways. While I was preparing this message, I listed out all the names and all the things that I can thank for. I pulled out the church directly, one person at a time. I wrote it out, the things that I am thankful for. Due to the time and the church picnic, I cannot list it out and named it all of those. But we have amazing people. If you are willing to name those people whom you are thankful for, you may do so in person, during the fellowship, during the gathering of in this place. I am thankful for so many people. I cannot stop naming it. If you are interested in seeing the list, just let me know. I can shoot email. So long. From the children's ministries to the elderly ministry, all the outreach ministry and mission and an education and music, we have so many things to thankful for. I wanted to thank you for your sacrificial giving and His presence in this place. I wanted to thank God for your faith and for a partnership in the gospel of Jesus Christ who needed to hear the good news. Many people do not know what good news exists for them. We are the one who are to tell the good news, how lovable they are. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. God sent His only begotten Son for you and me to restore the joy of salvation in our hearts. Whenever we are gathering together to worship as a community of a faith, we give thanks to the Lord who set an example for us how to be the sacrificial giving Christian or followers and sons and daughters of God. All circumstances, I do give thanks. In all circumstances, let us give thanks to the Lord who gave you generously. Let it be so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.